Are you willing to create environmental change? What does that mean, Stan, and why would you be discussing environmental change? And if you're actually looking at this title, then it's possible that the word mental within environmental is capitalized. That is what I would like you to focus on right now. One of the most important questions that you must ask yourself on a regular basis, daily, if not moment by moment, is, are you willing? Think to yourself right now, when is the last time you asked yourself, am I willing? Or did you look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you willing? Are you willing? Why is that important question? I'm going to tell you. That question is important because you have to decide whether you're going to hold yourself accountable throughout the day or not. Moment by moment, you have to decide how you're going to handle different circumstances and situations that you may find yourself in from time to time. So, when you wake up in the morning, is, am I willing to give it my all today? And a question is built in. You've either answered that question subconsciously or consciously, but the question has been answered nonetheless. Then you may decide that you want to work towards a better answer. Or if you're looking at yourself, am I willing to get dressed today? Am I willing to take a deep breath before I engage in this difficult conversation? Am I willing to make this phone call, even though there may be a no on the other end of this call? Am I willing to ask for the sale, even if it's possible that person's going to say no? Am I willing to ask for the business? Am I willing to ask for the speaking engagement? Am I willing to ask for the opportunity to show these people how amazing I am, even if they're going to say, I'm telling you, listen, the am I willing question is something that you don't ask yourself daily, but I can guarantee you, if you begin to ask yourself that question daily, life will begin to shift for you. Opportunities and your mindset will begin to shift for you. Now, when I talk about environmental change, see, often when we talk about the environment, which is wildly important, we think about all these outside forces, things that are completely outside of our control. You may think about the literal environment, birds, trees, plants, all those things that exist are important to us to live in this amazing world that we live in, with all its faults. But it exists nonetheless, and we're able to thrive even during situations or difficult situations. So when you think about environment, we don't often think about our personal environment. Even when we're talking to children and young people, we don't often talk to them about their personal environments and how those personal environments might be affecting them in some way, shape, or form. It might be having some mental, physical, spiritual, emotional effect on them. Their environments could be shifting them in one way or another. Are we having that intentional conversation about their environment? And if we are, do they understand it as clearly as we need them to understand it? Are we talking to them in a way that makes sense to them when we're talking about environments? Are we talking to ourselves in a way that makes sense to us about our environments? And that's something I'm going to dive in a little bit deeper right now. Again, are you willing to create environmental change? Are you willing to start from the neck up? I said something recently that wasn't very popular, but I said it still. A lot of people talk about positive body image, which is important. Positive body image. More. Body positivity. We talk about body positivity, yet we never discuss mind positivity. I'll say that again. We often discuss body positivity, which is important. However, we never lay hands on mind positivity. And you must understand, without a positive mind, regardless of how you dress, how many clothes you take off, how many times, fellas, you take your shirt off and pose in front of the camera because you look good, you've been working out, no matter how comfortable you are in whatever kind of a bathing suit, that does not constitute body positivity. That constitutes your ability to take off your clothes or be naked in front of other people or be partially naked or be in a swimsuit in front of other people. That is all that means. See, people don't understand what's going on the inside. So you can project something that is not even real, especially when people don't understand the context of what environmental change is and what the mind is and what the brain is and why we do what we do. Without mind positivity, body positivity cannot rest well, cannot exist in a mind that does not have a positive mind and an understanding of why you do what we do, why we understand things the way that we understand them. So briefly, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to touch on the mind. That is what today will be about, the mind. And for me, the mind, and for you, that's one of the best definitions you will know or hear or understandings within context of understanding what the mind is on a simple base, in a simple basis. For me, I put together the mind. M is for meditation. It's M. I is for intentionality. N is for network. D is for discipline. One more time. M is for meditation. I is for intentionality. N is for network. D is for discipline. Now, let me dive into this a little bit more. See, sometimes meditation seems like some far out world where only either ultra successful people do it, or yogis do it, or far out people do it. Really gnarly people do meditation, and it's not for it. Meditation is literally for anyone. And in its simplest definition, meditation is simply taking time to check in with yourself, being purposeful in breathing. And checking in with yourself. You see, all too often, you'll ask your best friend, you'll ask strangers how they feel day in and day out. How are you feeling? How are you doing today? However, we have to begin to ask ourselves, if we want to create some environmental change, are we looking in the mirror and asking ourselves, how are we feeling? No, honestly, Stan, how are we feeling today? How am I doing today? What's hurting me today? Why is it hurting me today? Is there anything I can do to help it today? It's major. Again, this is a major game changer. So we're not going through our day lying to ourselves. We've checked in the very beginning. We're honest with ourselves. So once you know where you are, you know where you can go from there. It's like a presentation. If you tell people, hey, I'm going to meet you where you are, and then we're going to rise together. There's much less intimidation there to say, I'm going to meet you where you don't have to feel amazing every day. You don't. No one does. On a scale from 1 to 10, if you tell me you feel like a 2, that's okay. Everyone feels like a 2 sometimes. Now you may ask yourself, why do I feel like a 2? What is it? Okay, it's this, it's this. Okay, what can we do to work through that, to work with that, to get to a 3, maybe to a 4, maybe to a 5? Wake up the next morning, a little bit more gratitude. I'm glad I'm at a 5. Now we move to a 6. It's a constant process to make that kind of progress. It's just like anything you use. You use a telephone, obviously your cell phone, computers. All of them have updates. All of them evolve. We don't ride horses and carriages to work anymore, to a restaurant. Most people don't, at least. You get in a car, you drive. Why? Things have evolved. Things have changed. Cars have to go in and get maintenance. Why are you any different? You're not. You need maintenance too. Meditation is maintenance. Ooh, another M. I'm on fire right now. All right, cool. Meditation is maintenance. 15 seconds a day. 15 seconds can help change your life for the better. I'll say it again. 15 seconds can and will change your life for the better. Now we'll move to intentionality. Quite simply, intentionality, being on purpose, doing something on purpose, having a plan for healing. Write that down if you want to. I feel like that was fire. Intentionality, having a plan for healing. How amazing is that? To have a plan for healing. Why wouldn't we want a plan for healing? How amazing is it to go into something knowing that you want to get better, that you want to be better? Like, it's okay to want that for yourself. It's okay to knowing that, hey, even though things are rough right now, they don't have to stay rough right now. Even though I'm struggling right now, doesn't mean I have to continue to struggle. I want to create a plan to get better. I want to create a plan to heal. That is intentionality. That is doing something on purpose with purpose. Then we move to our network. We often hear, you know, network equals net worth. Have a shirt brand, goataktivitygear.com. Again, goataktivitygear.com, where it speaks specifically, you know, to one of the shirts is network equals net worth. But ultimately, what's important to realize is it's not just about the money factor. It's not just about how much you make. Networks exist in a bunch of different microcosms and macro levels as well. It's like when we're talking about all these algorithms. I found out for the first time recently that there are a number of different algorithms that exist. There's even an algorithm that's a divide and conquer algorithm. I had no idea. There is a divide and conquer algorithm that exists on social media. It blew my mind. I mean, you kind of know that these things exist, but you don't know. Because then you get called a conspiracy theorist. People try to make you think you're crazy for saying things that make perfect sense. But that was coming from a professional, someone that's in the business of building and creating apps and so forth. I say all that to say that there's different kinds of algorithms. There are absolutely different kinds of networks. Yes, there is your financial network. There may be your spiritual network, your emotional intelligence network, your health and wellness network. Now, it's amazing when all those networks combine together to grow, develop, and get you to the next level that you'd like to get to. But understand that your network has everything to do with who you want to be and who you will become. People often say success leaves clues. That's when we're only talking about success. People will tell you, you are the product of the people that you hang around. People say that all the time. Yet we only want to believe that when we feel like we're around great people. Anytime you've heard your product, oh, do you believe that you're a product of the people you hang around? Absolutely. When was the last time someone looked around, realized they were around a bunch of crappy people and said, yep, I'm crappy too? We don't. Our egos and our pride typically don't allow us to say, whoa, I'm around crappy people. What does that make me? And I tell people this quite simply, but honestly, you will become it, or it will become you. Nature is that way. Nurture goes even deeper sometimes. You will become it, or it will become you. You have to decide how important it is to prove others wrong when you can prove yourself right, and knowing that being around the right people is the right move. We can't say that I want to be a positive person and spend time around negativity. Recently, I left some Facebook groups, and I consider myself to be an ultra-positive person, but I was involved in some groups that were less positive. They weren't very positive. Some were controversial. You know, some were extremely triggering, and that's okay. Triggering situations, those things can exist. That doesn't mean triggering situation doesn't make it negative, but divisiveness, a lot of arguing and discussions that were not healthy. But I've been telling myself as my business grows, as my name grows, that I just want to be more positive. I want to be more mentally well, because I'm talking to people about their mindset and development and being strong. But a part of me is like, you know what? You could be mentally well and then spend time in divisive, ugly places and still be all right, trying to prove others wrong instead of prove myself right, knowing where I want to be. So then it says in my mind, does it make sense, Stan? If I say I want to be a positive, strong person that helps people, including myself, be a better version of myself from the inside out, from the neck up, does it make sense that if I say I'm a positive person, does it make sense for me to spend time in negative places? One more time. Does it make sense if I say I'm a positive person to intentionally spend time in negative places? Because those places are part of my network. What I did find is I found myself being more divisive when I didn't have to be. Found myself being more moody when I didn't have to be. Less calm. And then you find yourself around people that sometimes they're irrational. Sometimes they say things that make sense. Sometimes they don't. But you're having discussions that have nothing to do with the growth of your life, your business, and who it is you want to be. I had to go. Are you willing, which is what we started with, are you willing to leave these situations, circumstances, and people that keep you from being a better version of themselves, of yourself? That's not their fault. I don't blame them for me engaging what I already knew was less than who I wanted to be. That's on me. I control my network. So that being said, I always encourage people to be willing to find, develop, research resources, and pay for your friends. I remember being in college, you know, before I joined my fraternity, Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated, that people that the talk around campus for all walks of life, who pays for their friend? You're stupid for paying for your friends. I fell into that too. I never said it, but I was like, yeah, why would people pay for their friends? It doesn't make any sense. It makes all the sense in the world. Everybody that I know has paid for a friend or two. Heck, I met my wife at a club. I paid to get in, paid for my friend to get in too. We had our passes. You know, he had the passes where if you get there early before 12, I'm telling my age, get there before a certain time, you have your pass, you can get in for free. But we wanted to get the VIP line to ball out. So I paid to get in for free. There I met my wife. I paid to meet the most important person in my life that I'm building a family with. I paid. Professionally, the best parts of my profession and what I do as a career, the best friends I have right now, I paid to be a part of associations where I then met people who were like-minded, who had the same vision for themselves that I have for myself. I paid. So as part of growing and developing your network, you must be willing to pay for your friends. Sometimes we know where people hang out. We know where the people hang out that we need that can help us evolve ourselves, our careers, our lives. Do you go there? If you know that you want to get in better shape, and you know that there are people who are amazing at getting people in shape, and heck, maybe they're a high-level influencer, and just getting close enough to that person, building a relationship with that person can change your life significantly, why not pay to be in their space? Why not? Heck, if I can teach you to make $5,000 in an hour, if I can teach you how to do that, why would you even want that for free? You should want to pay that. And if someone is teaching you one-on-one or in a group setting how to make loads of money or how to significantly increase your income, you should want to pay them. Because the moment you pay them is the moment that people will be willing to pay you. And not a moment sooner. We can't expect to want to be paid significant amounts of money without learning how to do that. It makes zero sense. Very little sense. Very little sense. Last but certainly not least, as we move through the mind, so mind stands for meditation, intentionality, network, last but certainly not least, my most painful, discipline. Oh, jeez. Discipline. 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 Day in, day out, loving yourself more than you love any song, any video, any artist, any musician, any TV show, any book. Being willing to love yourself more than any of those things that exist outside of you to find the best parts of you. Discipline is what separates people, because with discipline is consistency. Discipline is consistency. Like, am I willing to do the work every day? I don't have the time, Stan. Am I willing to get up earlier? Do you create that kind of discipline? Get up 10 minutes earlier a day to meditate, to stay up 10 minutes later, to meditate before you go to sleep, to plan out your next day, to be intentional. Again, intentionality is not just doing things on purpose. It's finding ways to heal, creating healing. That's intentionality. Finding different networks. Being of value to people. Social media people talk about value. Oh, that's valuable. Was that valuable? Yeah, it's asked a lot. But are people really being super intentional about how they can be valuable to someone? Creating networks. Doing the heavy lifting in a network you want to be a part of. Think about that. doing the heavy lifting in the network that you want to be a part of. But we have to have discipline. If we lack discipline, you could literally build everything. And then the moment you get to that last piece, it falls. It's like playing one of those games, right? Like Jenga. Jenga's like having every piece together. And then you can win the game. And then when you're pulling that last piece, it all falls. Like that is kind of what discipline is in some weird ways. Like getting to that last piece every day. It's like morning Jenga. It's like Jenga every day. It's like, okay, cool. I've done some meditation. My mind is ready. I've checked in with myself for the day. Intentionality, I want to get some healing in there. I want to forgive myself for things that have happened, whether they were within my control or outside of my control. I forgive myself. I'm creating some healing. I'm being on purpose. Yes, my network is fire. I got my work. Am I doing this every minute, every moment? The pieces fall. Let's start to build them all over again. What an amazing opportunity we could have. What amazing people we would be if we were more mindful, if we were more intentional, if we built the proper networks and we had more discipline. In terms of discipline, I also think it's really, really, really important, and this is in life, love, liberty, and civility. It's caring before you have to care. Caring before you are forced to care. Think about that. How much better would life, love, opportunities, family, relationships, heck, society, how much better would society be if people cared before they were forced to care? This is what creating environmental change means. One of the most important questions you can ever ask yourself starts with, are you willing? The rest of the questions fall in after that. Are you willing to create environmental change? If you are, you will realize it daily. There has to be some form of meditation. There has to be some intentionality. You want to make sure that you consistently build your network, because we all know your network equals your net worth. How important is it to you? And then having the discipline to repeat the process regularly, that you may get tired from doing it, but you won't get tired of doing it. Because discipline is caring before you have to care. It's preventative maintenance. These things will help you take mental flight, will help you grow, will help you develop, will help you thrive in difficult situations, not just today, but always. However you find yourself listening to this and wherever you're listening to it, know that this is where you found out that you are far more in control of things than you ever gave yourself credit for. But the problem with realizing that you're in control of everything is there's accountability. We begin pointing our fingers less at others and knowing that we hold far more control than we ever knew. But understanding how much control you have becomes like a superpower. And to whom much is given, much is required. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We must remember going forward that 24/7, 365 and 1/4 days a year, that you're good, you're great, you're worth it, and you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing to make a little bit of progress, because effort on fire beats knowledge on ice. This is Stan Pearson II. You heard it here first. Have an amazing day being amazing. Peace.